JATCO opens £48.7 million Sunderland factory, creating 183 jobs for EV powertrains. Global automotive automatic transmission manufacturer JATCO has officially opened a state-of-the-art factory in Sunderland, marking a significant milestone for the UK automotive industry. The facility, located in the International Advanced Manufacturing Park, IAMP, represents a £48.7 million investment and is expected to create up to 183 skilled jobs. The new factory will produce electrified powertrains for the nearby Nissan plant, including the innovative 3-in-1 powertrain, which integrates the motor, inverter, and reducer into a compact and lightweight module. This facility is set to enhance JATCO's production capacity to 340,000 units annually and further strengthen its position as a global leader in continuously variable transmissions, CVTs, a segment in which it has held the top market share since 2008. JATCO's Sunderland facility is a high-quality advanced manufacturing site featuring Grade A office space on International Drive, Washington. The localization of powertrain production to Nissan Motor Manufacturing, UK, is scheduled to begin in 2026, coinciding with the completion of the facility's fit-out. This project received substantial support through a UK government grant, underscoring its importance to the nation's industrial strategy. JATCO CEO Tomoyoshi Sato expressed his pride at the factory's opening. "I am so proud to officially open JATCO UK in the northeast of England. This will be our fourth overseas production plant, and we are delighted to support Nissan's EV360 project with our electric powertrains. We are grateful for the support of the UK government, Sunderland City Council, and all others involved." Minister for Investment Baroness Gustafsson inaugurated the facility during her visit to the region. She highlighted the project's alignment with the government's plan for change, which aims to bolster the UK's transition to electric vehicles and drive economic growth. Business and Trade Secretary Jonathan Reynolds highlighted Sunderland's role in the UK automotive sector, calling the investment a massive vote of confidence in the region's workforce and capabilities. Alan Johnson, Nissan's Senior Vice President for Manufacturing, praised the development as a major boost to the company's EV360 project. "The initiative, centered on renewable energy and electric vehicle production, includes the next-generation Nissan Leaf and all-electric versions of the Qashqai and Juke crossovers. The project is part of the Northeast Investment Zone, a strategic effort to attract advanced manufacturing and green industry investment to the region." Councillor Michael Mordy, leader of Sunderland City Council, welcomed JATCO's arrival, describing it as "a vote of confidence in our workforce and city's prowess in advanced manufacturing." Northeast Mayor Kim McGuinness echoed this sentiment, stating, "JATCO's decision to establish operations here underscores the Northeast's leadership in the future of the automotive and electric vehicle industry. This investment will create skilled jobs and new opportunities for local businesses and communities." Autotech, U.S. bans smart cars with Chinese, Russian tech over national security risks.